हरे कृष्णा। डोंट डिस्क्रिमिनेट अगेंस्ट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन। द वर्ड डिस्क्रिमिनेशन टुडे हैज़ एक्वायर्ड अ वेरी नेगेटिव कॉनोटेशन इन द सेंस ऑफ डिस्क्रिमिनेशन शुड ऑलवेज बी अवॉइडेड, से कास्ट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन और रेशियल डिस्क्रिमिनेशन और जेंडर डिस्क्रिमिनेशन, सच डिस्क्रिमिनेशन शुड बी अवॉइडेड। दैट इज़ द एटीट्यूड। एंड येस, discrimination in the sense of making an unfair value judgment against certain people by which they are neglected or derided or suppressed, that is definitely undesirable. But this discrimination against discrimination can make us completely undiscriminating. That means that that means that when we don't recognize, if we say that, okay, any kind of value judgment, it is discriminatory and we should not make any kind of value judgment, then what happens is we are left with no capacity by which to discern which values are right and which values are wrong. So, for example, if we say that all of us have an innate understanding that some things are wrong. Today, there is a predominant ethos of moral relativism. That means, if something seems right to you, something feels good to you, you can do it. So, many deviant ways of living are rationalized using moral relativism. And at the same time, while this happens, moral relativism holds that actually no kind of discrimination should be done. But then if such people, we ask them, do you think that there are some people somewhere in the world who are doing some wrong things? Say, of course, yes. There may be terrorists who are killing innocent people. There are sexual predators who are violating innocent, powerless people. There are child sex abusers. There are all kinds of brutal people. And we all who are doing monstrous things. And we intuitively know that these are wrong. But when we are saying that this is wrong, what are we doing? We are discriminating, isn't it? This is right and this is wrong. In fact, we as human beings, individually and socially, cannot function without discrimination. So, for example, if a person is driving a car in a very shaky way, and the police may stop, and the police may have some device by which to sense how much alcohol they have drunk. And then, if they're drunk too much alcohol, then they will be punished for DUI, driving under intoxication, influence of intoxication, driving when intoxicated. Now, what is this? It's discriminating. Okay, that means certain people are not fit to drive a car. So, when, say, people are to be given a driving license, at that time, below a particular age, they're not given a driving license. This is discrimination. So, discrimination itself is not bad. And if you look at the dictionary, discriminate, its primary meaning was, and in some dictionaries even now, is not at all negative. It is simply to recognize a difference, to differentiate, to distinguish. So, discrimination in that positive sense is vital for us to be able to make choices of what is good and what is bad, what will help us grow and what will suppress us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about this as intelligence in the mode as intelligence in the mode of goodness. So he says, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha karya karye bhaya bhaye bandham moksham cha yaveti buddhi sapartha satviki. So he says, pravrittim cha nivrittim cha, to know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Karya karye, that this is something to be done, this is not to be done. Bhaya, abhaye, this I should be afraid about doing. Abhaye, this I should not be fearful about doing it. Bandham, moksham, chayaveti. And from the ultimate spiritual perspective, this will cause bondage and this will lead to liberation. This kind of discrimination, buddhi, sapartha, satviki, this is, this is actually essential for us to grow in our life. And this is what will help us to achieve our full potential materially and spiritually. So by recognizing that certain forms of discrimination may be bad and we have to end them, but we can't, we shouldn't have discrimination against discrimination, thereby leaving us undiscriminating and creating an inauspicious future for ourselves. By choosing healthy forms of differentiation, of discrimination, we can actually grow in our life and help us attain our full potential. Thank you. Hare.